Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Dennis Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S. Dennis Edwards is a 66-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1-20-22. Appeared he was lifting a patient who had fallen. Appeared he became jammed between the floor and her scooter chair. Appeared he did not fall or sustain any direct impact to his body. Appeared he believes he injured his hip, common, knee, common, shoulder, and did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery or injections in this matter. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. New paragraph. As per the claim petition, Mr. Edwards indicated he was lifting a patient on 1-20-22, sustaining injuries to the lumbar spine and left hip. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at CAM Care on 2-23-22, period. The nurse practitioner simply wrote a note excusing him from work between 1-21-22 and 5-1-22. Period. However, there was no diagnosis or other substantiation for this authorization. Mr. Edwards was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 3-10-22, period. He related injuring his back trying to lift an obese patient who had fallen. Period. He had progressive back pain, common left hip and flank pain. Period. He notified his employer the day of the incident. Period. The following day, he had a telehealth visit with Dr. Wilson at CAM Care. Period. His primary physician, common Dr. Rosen, common prescribed Motrin and Flexeril. Period. He did not have any therapy, period. He did not have any prior issues with any of the involved areas. But he does have a history of hypertension, common COPD, common thyroid disease. Period. He underwent plain x-rays of the lumbar spine that revealed significant degenerative changes with disc-based narrowing at L5-S1. Period. There was spondylolisthesis at L5-S1. Common diffuse degenerative changes throughout the lumbar spine. Period. X-rays of both hips revealed degenerative changes. Period. He ambulated with an intelligent gait using a cane. Period. He decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Dr. Lipschultz opined that clinically he had a lumbar sacral strain and sprain with aggravation of lumbar sacral spondylosis. But he also had left hip arthritis, which was aggravated. Period. He prescribed naproxen and Flexeril and ordered a course of physical therapy. Period. At the follow-up on 4-5-22, he still remained very symptomatic. Period. He was attending physical therapy with mild improvement. Period. His medications were refilled and he is referred for an MRI study. Period. New paragraph on 4-26-22. He had a lumbar spine MRI to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed those results with him on 5-2-22. Period. He explained that the severe degenerative changes were all present prior to the work incident, but clearly appeared to have been aggravated. Period. He was not complaining of sciatic pain, common severe numbness or weakness of the legs. Period. He does have significant back pain. Period. He was then referred for pain management. Period. New paragraph in that regard. He was seen by Dr. Josephson on 6-9-22. Period. He was being scheduled for an interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection at 04-5. Period. He apparently was scheduled for that injection but did not undergo it. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz through 7-5-22. Period. He still had low back pain with radiation into the left posterior thigh. Period. He would prefer avoiding injections and was going to stay with oral medication. Period, he's been out of work as restricted duty, is not available. Period, he's 65 years old. Period, Dr. Lipschultz left him with a permanent restriction, noting the results of his MRI. Period, he explained that, quote, changes in the back were degenerative and obviously flared up by the work incident of 1-20-22. Period, end quote. Physical exam. Extremities lower, inspection revealed hammer toes bilaterally, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, motion of the hips was decreased bilaterally. Period, flexion was to 100 degrees, comma, extension 25 degrees, comma, internal and external rotation to 20 degrees, comma, abduction to 20 degrees, and adduction to 15 degrees. Period, motion of the knees and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period, there was non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the left graded trochanter and iliac crest, but there was none on the right. Hip and pelvis maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with a limp on the left using a cane in his right hand. Period, he declined attempting to walk or stand on his heels or toes. Period, he changed position slowly and was able to squat to only 10 degrees. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 30 degrees and extended to 10 degrees. Period, bilateral rotation was to 30 degrees and bilateral side bending was to 5 degrees. Period, there was non-reproducible tenderness palpation about the left lower lumbar structures in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 80 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Impressions. On 1-20-22, Dennis Edwards was trying to lift a patient who had fallen. Period, he describes he was jammed between the floor and a scooter chair. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had a telehealth visit with CAMCARE, and on 2-23-22, they excused him from work for the next few months. Period, he did come under the authorized care of Dr. Lipschultz on 3-10-22. Period, he noted lumbar and hip x-rays revealed degenerative changes of an advanced degree. Period, lumbar MRI was done on 4-26-22 to be inserted here. Period, he was evaluated by Dr. Josephson for possible pain injections, but the petitioner declined having seen. Period, he last saw Dr. Lipschultz on 7-5-22 and was placed on permanent restrictions. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found Mr. Edwards ambulated with a limp on the left and a cane in his right hand. Period, he had decreased range of motion about both hips. Period, he was able to squat to only 10 degrees. Period, active lumbar sacral motion was decreased, but he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness at 80 degrees. That is not clinically consequential. Period, new paragraph. From my perspective, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left hip or lower back as a result of the incident in 1-20-22. Period, Mr. Edwards clearly had extensive pre-existing degenerative abnormalities in these areas that would have inevitably become more symptomatic and needed treatment. Period, regardless of cause, I would offer 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back and 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left hip. Period. And that is the end.